I brought the beer, so I got to do this. Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester. That's Ryan. That's Ryan over there.
I'm Ryan.
Charles?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Charles.
Charles, say something.
I like your new invisible look.
Charles, say something. No, don't say it. Don't say the joke.
I want to hear what the joke is.
An invisible black man?
I'm in charge.
Oh, no, that was... I went...
Invisible straight. Black? Why?
Because you're a racist.
It's not that dark in here.
He saw where I was going.
I was about to make the same joke.
We're all on the same racist page.
We're all racists.
Welcome to episode 56. I like how you put that on the screen so I don't have to remember.
I literally do that every single time.
Yeah. We are... what are we talking about? We're talking about a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Playing a lot of GTA 5 online.
I want to...
No, I'm just...
Are we going to talk about it later?
Let's get into a larger conversation.
I'm just trying to get into a
no,
recap.
No. I want to share, but we'll do it later when we get into the larger
GTA
conversation.
GTA Online, we got into that. I've been vaping for one whole day, living that vape life.
You sound like you're really enjoying it every single time you cough.
Dude, it's better than smoking.
Hey, so it's a swift kick in the nuts.
All right.
No, it's not. Yeah, I'd rather actually.
We're probably take the kick to the nuts.
We are still trying to give away an arcade.
Yes.
We don't even want to finish it. Just come pick it up. You have to program it yourself.
I want to finish it. It's been raining in Phoenix for 9 fucking days. I'm waiting for Noah to float by.
The high today was like 77, May 8th.
Yeah, it's been
Noah's
really
arcade.
It's hip. It's cool. It's Noah's arcade.
Oh, I just the first night of rain, there was like thunder at 1 a.m. I don't know if it was like that on your shitty side of town, but did you hear the thunder at like 1 a.m. or midnight the other night?
Yes, it was.
It woke
intense.
Me up. It was very intense. It woke me up, and I was like, oh, the fucking arcade's outside. And I had to wake up and go outside of my underwear and bring it in before it started raining.
Jeez.
Thank you for remembering. Because, no, seriously, thank you for remembering. Because we would have had to buy a whole
that
new.
Thing would have been all fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
I would have sold it like or gave it away like that.
It's kind of windy today.
We're not,
it seemed
dude,
like
we
it
are
might
no
rain.
Longer giving that shit away. Like
the
we are going,
is,
we are going to build
swole.
It and we are going to sell it.
Yeah.
Who wants to buy an arcade?
That's right.
Well, no, we still have a few avenues, but if those fall through, who wants
so
to
if
buy
we
an arcade?
If we haven't bitched about it enough, we found out today that there is a safe sex with aliens or safe sex aliens.
Safe alien sex.
Safe alien sex panel.
It's for mature audiences only.
Yeah, at Comic-Con. Comic-Con Phoenix this year.
You know what? The only safe alien sex is abstinence.
That's I would say right. The only safe alien sex is don't get abducted. So it's almost like don't get raped.
Yeah.
I bet the panel's on
Unless,
how not to get
wait,
raped.
Hold on. What if you're Kirk?
Kirk?
He you has know, sex with aliens all the
there
time.
There are some aliens like in Mass Effect, like that blue chick.
Liana?
I'd bang the shit out of that blue chick.
I would bang the shit out of Liana.
Don't add validity to this fucking panel, okay?
They were built for pleasure. That's what they do. All they do right? is bang. And they want to know how to bang, and they want to know how to bang you, Dirk.
Mm-hmm. And I want to teach them all.
Built to Bang, coming July 2016.
Well, anyway, none of you get to learn how to build an arcade, ever. You got to do your own research on the internet, own trial and error.
That's
so
right.
So many resources lost to you.
We could make a video and put it on YouTube. We'd go viral.
We probably
viral.
Wouldn't.
There's Just like having wouldn't. Sex with an alien without using protection, you go viral.
Somebody turn off the phone ringer.
That's me.
I
that guy still
want to
buy your phone.
I think somebody is texting me to buy a phone, and I don't know this.
Somebody put their. Somebody
it
put
is
their,
the same person. They sent me a question mark.
Well, I'm telling you, send them a picture of your balls.
I'm gonna send them the poop emoji.
There you go.
I think you have the wrong poop.
You got the wrong dung, bro.
Why don't you just say I'm not selling a phone? Why is this such an issue to be like? I'm sorry,
you have
the
wrong
number.
And then the poop.
Or you could just say, thank
if
you.
If you text somebody, are you selling a phone, and they don't reply, do you continue to text them
yes.
for the next 2
I would
days?
Actually,
because
I would,
I'm desperate because no. I'm buying a phone on Craigslist.
I would actually tell him, it looks like you've already got one. I'm good.
Fair.
Looks like you're all set, man.
Yeah. It looks
well,
like you're
he got a poop emoji.
He's like, so you want poop and money?
They replied, haha. Okay, this is... This is a moving on. What's happening?
Where are we at in our lives,
dude? Some guy wants to buy your phone. It's better than what happened to me with my old phone. Well, no, same number.
I thought you were about to say your old dad.
My old dad. He's just so old. No. When I first moved to Phoenix, got my cell phone, still had the same number. Some Mexican dude just kept calling me, like just all Spanish, like all the time. It was like what is it? Univision.
All like Spanish just, all the time.
No, they said on Univision.
Yeah.
By Menon.
Univision.
The commercials would always have the little jingle at the end. The whole commercial would be in Spanish. Then you go, "Bye, man."
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would all be like really fast Spanish, and be like Nissan Altima, and then like in really white guy, and then go right back into just real thick Spanish.
Cool.
You ever watch Univision?
No,
I had the hottest chicks on there.
I get rid of those channels.
You're a racist. Let's talk about
them. I eradicate them.
Dirk, what have you been doing this week? Wait, you asked Chester.
Chester. What has Ryan been doing this week?
Ryan? He's been sitting around drinking beer, probably feeling sorry for himself.
Dude, I drank so much when we were playing.
He trimmed his beard.
Look at that.
Look at internet.
Cut my hair, shave my head.
Wait, Nicole got a haircut? Oh, yeah.
Trimmed his beard.
I trimmed my beard. You notice she's not here?
Yeah. Oh, you trimmed her. cut her out of her life.
She's actually eating sushi.
Just nothing but dick and dudes for Ryan from here on out.
No. I'm asexual.
What?
Yeah, asexual?
All right. I'm done with that.
I don't need your penis.
We'll come back to
dynamo.
We'll come back to your beer trimming, pole smoking lifestyle.
Did you play a video game this
Yeah, what have you been doing, Chester?
Did you do any nerdy things?
Let's see. Today I actually fired up StarCraft 2 and was trying to find some cool multiplayer maps.
Yeah.
Didn't find any.
Cool. Very anticlimactic.
Above that, we've been playing a shit ton of GTA Online.
I would say you've been playing a shit ton of
GTA.
I've
been playing it the most.
And we have kind of just scabbed on.
Because I unlocked the heists.
Which, we need a fourth crew member.
We need a fourth person. If there's someone out there listening who wants to join our crew, accepting applications.
Yeah, because we put out a full, that was the saddest thing. We need a fourth person for this crew. Grab a random.
Yeah.
We threw out a net.
Can you go to a crew and ask for an invite, or do you have to invite somebody? Like, someone go look at the Casual Cowards of Gaming crew and ask to join it? Send a request? There you go. Find our Casual Cowards crew. PC only, though. I don't want any of you console fags.
Let's just be honest. Corey, go ahead and send that request.
Yeah, Corey. Join us, or Ross, or any one of our...
Yeah, Ross
other
is probably
three listeners.
I don't know. He's got to have a beefy computer. Did you watch his video where he fell out of his fucking kayak?
I saw it without sound.
Oh, it's the greatest thing ever. He was just like selfie sticking. It's like what you want to happen to a person with a selfie stick. Like the selfie stick just godsmacked him.
He's got a GoPro on his selfie stick. That's kind of cool.
I know. I really like Ross's life over the summer, like the late summer, because he always seems to be at this one river.
Always on the river.
All the time. He's got a four-wheeler.
He's
got
always
video games.
Wearing a silly hat and a Hawaiian t-shirt. And
always
he's
got a beer.
Just drunk as fuck and having a good time, and I envy you, Ross.
I think
you are the boss.
He is the Ross boss.
He is.
No, so if you go to his channel, he's like, I don't know what he's saying. He's probably like, Texas, drinking beer, rivers and stuff. And he gets stuck
as most people on Texas rivers.
Yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's
you're
what
like,
you say when you're on a
you're like,
Texas river.
Secede from the Union rivers.
He was probably out there hunting illegals.
Yeah, probably. He's man
in
the post.
Rio Grande.
Yeah.
So he gets stuck on a rapid and he does the butt scoot to try to get over. And next thing you know, it's just like everything dumps out. He's got like a beer cooler and everything.
At least he got his camera.
Well, yeah, he kind of wrestles the boat because it doesn't look like it's that deep, but you can watch all of his shit just float down the river.
Even the beer?
It looked like everything except for the boat and the GoPro and Ross just sailed down the river.
It was his birthday, too, didn't it?
It was his birthday.
Happy birthday, Ross.
Happy birthday, Ross.
Happy birthday, Ross.
Well, so many things happening to the two.
So many things happening to everyone else but us.
To the two Casual Cowards listeners, Corey and Ross. Turns out Corey got a psychology degree from the University of Texas, Dallas. So it's a bachelor's. One of them. I bet it's a bachelor of science and not a bachelor of arts because he didn't want to take Spanish.
I don't know what that means.
Nobody wants to take Spanish.
So you get a bachelor of science.
I want to take Spanish.
I
want to know how to order a Yumbo Yak.
Give me one Yumbo Yak?
Yeah. I want to know what the guy in the kitchen is saying while he's cooking my food and talking shit about me.
I can babble fish fat faggot.
Yeah, tell me what it is.
Gordo Hoto?
There you go.
I only know bad things in Spanish. Is that all? GTA 5?
Well, no, because
you always have like all the stuff.
No, he's been driving the whole GTA 5 thing because he's a good 10 levels ahead of me, mm-hmm. and you're a couple levels ahead of me now.
What am I now? 13, 14?
Oh, I'm on 12. I think I just got the 12
last
night.
I just hit 14.
Anyway, yeah, we've all been doing that. We all jumped on. We finally found some time. My fucking class is almost over.
Yeah.
Thank Christ.
Seems like you say that every week.
No. This time the final.
Next week is
the final is on Tuesday, and I'm done with this shit. And I'm just fucking. I'm just gonna give myself that because.
Do you have to take more classes?
No. Well, I might down the road. I know I have to take a couple database classes, but that will actually be with the rest of my team in a one day sitting, not over the course of a semester.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I'm looking forward to more games because I'm not playing disc golf as much, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, get back on the couch where you belong.
I do belong. I need to take this fat body and just plant it like a potato right in front of there.
Well, stop fighting it.
When we were playing, we got to play with another guy named Ryan. He actually is
Ryan.
Right,
he is in charge.
There's twice as much of a risk of Ryan. No.
Dude, that guy
is
a fucking
good
menace.
He told me. Yeah. Well, he told Bryce, and then Bryce told me that after I hopped off, he ruined you guys.
Well, we had a versus. It was supposed to be like 2 versus 2. There was only 3 of us,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "I'll just do it by myself," and he wrecked us.
Whatever.
It was literally like my first time playing Grand Theft Auto. I don't think I was doing too bad that night for my first time ever.
Well, but see, I want to say like, well, you know what? Since he's probably, I think he's like probably in his 30s, 31, about Chester's age. Him and Bryce have been playing like PC games like nonstop since high school. But I think Chester's been playing PC games nonstop since high school. So
I wouldn't say nonstop.
What happened, bro?
I really feel like happened? I was holding Chester back.
We are all holding Chester back. Like when Chester, this was a heist when we played the other day, or not a heist, it was a mission. Chester's like, jump in. I jump in the SUV. We got to get to this truck. So I'm the passenger. I'm just like sitting there. I'm like, cool. I can't wait to get the truck to jump out and grab it. So we pull up to the truck. I jump out. Chester jumps out, jumps in the truck. Jump in.
That's my favorite part because then I can just sit there and drink beer and smoke and still get points for it.
One full mission. It was like 20 minutes long. I was the passenger. I mean, I got money for it, but at the same time,
that's
just like
my favorite part. I get rewarded for doing literally nothing. I shoot pedestrians. That's what I do.
Or like we were doing when we started the heist. It's like if the cops get called on you at any time, like the heist is over in any one of these parts. Well, I hop in the car. I start driving. Chester just starts mowing down
No, I wasn't shooting at people. I was just busting up your windows of your car.
Okay, before we get too far into GTA, that's all I've been doing this week.
Yeah.
I played some GTA.
So we're back into GTA.
I did some solo. I played with you guys.
How far did you get on the solo mission? Solo campaign.
Where am I at?
That was for you, Dirk.
I just blew the Facebook
guy.
That
was for you,
the Facebook guy. I blew his head off. And I'm a little bit past that. You downloaded your GTA horn?
You're a monster.
It's part of the app. That you can modify your car from your phone?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You love your car.
I love my
but
car.
But we'll go. The car story is amazing. That was my favorite part. But, oh, my God. Hold on. What did you do, Dirk? I'm having an allergy attack right now.
Are you?
Yeah, go
cool.
Ahead.
That's awesome. I wanted to work on an arcade, but I didn't all week because I
sour
just said,
grapes.
I was kind of a little bitter, just kind of eh. Like what's the use? What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also I think I've hit a wall with the Raspberry Pi. Like I don't know how to make the controls work, mm-hmm. so I'm kind of frustrated. So I'm waiting for a guy to call me back. We're gonna do like you know some PNP, and then he's gonna show me how to work the Raspberry Pi. But no, it's actually Eric's brother. He's pretty familiar with him. Eric Lisi, Chip and Dale guy.
Ugh, fucker.
He's a good guy, dude.
Still very bitter about Chip and Dale.
I mentioned to him that I'm having a retro themed 34th birthday party. And
are you?
Yeah.
Let it go, man. You're old.
That's actually the theme. Dirk is 34 and doesn't want to be.
So retro. Like,
retro video game. Just okay. Like it's gonna be you dress 80s and 90s if you want to.
So my clothes I currently wear.
Yeah. Currently wear right now. Yeah.
The way I dress.
Yeah.
Now.
Just throw my JNCOs on.
I'm saying we go buy some really tight pants and then stonewash them ourselves.
No, that's coming back, man. You can just buy stonewash.
Okay,
jeans.
Cool. Well, I'm not going to spend money on actual stonewash jeans.
Go to Goodwill.
You're going
to
spend money on pants.
On pants.
And then spend money on stonewashing them yourself.
Yes.
It's going to fill his washing machine full of stones.
Isn't it just bleach? You just bleach them?
I have no fucking clue.
How to stone? Well, I'm going to Google that later. I'm gonna go to Goodwill and buy 7 TVs for $7 because all their CRT TVs Sweet. Are a buck a piece. And I'm going to set up every retro video game console that I have, and I'm going to have a Tetris challenge with the Power Glove.
Cool.
I don't know what I'm going to give away. I might buy like a nice bottle of whiskey to give away.
Ooh, Monkey Shoulder.
But how much is that?
$30 or so?
No.
We said nice.
Yeah, I know.
Say nice.
I'll probably do that, but I just
want a nice bottle of Jack Daniels for $9.99.
Nice bottle of Winner's Cup whiskey.
10 high.
Does the bottle squeeze?
That's what I want. Canadian Mist.
Yeah, so he heard that I was doing that, and that the only console that I'm really looking for right now, and the only thing that I've asked for my birthday, is a Super Nintendo.
I hope you don't get one, and then I'll bring mine, and then I'll save your party.
I will go buy a Super Nintendo if I don't get one.
Like, don't worry, guys. I got this.
You're going to get like 9 of them now.
That'd be cool as shit. That would be No, because I was
just daisy chain them and have just so much Super Nintendo power.
Oh, dude,
power.
I mean, it's
so much Nintendo power.
So much processing power.
And then some guy will come up behind you and grab you by the shoulder and be like, "Hey, Derek, now you're playing with power. Super power."
Oh, God. So Eric hears that I'm doing this and he just has to go home to like let his dogs out for lunch. He brings me back Super Mario World and Final Fantasy Mystic Quest and just gives them to me. He's like, "Here you go." There's
for
like
Super Nintendo.
For Super Nintendo, yeah.
He didn't bring you Cabela's Real Bass Fishing?
No, you have that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nintendo 64. I did get Pilot Wings today. Sorry. I'm very excited about Pilot Wings.
Oh,
64.
Yeah, I saw the pic.
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
No, I made the case yesterday. Okay. So all of my video games or all of my old school retro games are now in nice universal cases, like updated stuff.
That's fine.
I do not have a place for them.
I had all my games in cases, and I didn't have a place for them, so I ripped them all out of the cases and put them in a CD holder and threw all the cases in a box.
Yeah,
one of those.
I went the exact opposite way.
Well, but you still have a box full of like games that are just like, you know, piled on top of each other.
I don't care.
I kind of just wanted just to, like, they're to play, but also to display.
You should get a nice shelf like I have.
I want to.
Should
I should
you should
I will
should all right. Get a shelf
done.
You want to get into the meat.
Meat and potatoes?
Meat and potatoes. Let's talk some news for a moment.
Should we do this?
We're going to start all over. All right. Welcome.
News.
Welcome to the Kettle Cards.
You guys got anything, or you want me to just spew them out, and then we'll talk to GTA?
Well, I mean, I have something to start off with.
Go ahead.
I don't even know where to start. I'm just kidding. Good old games. They're launching their beta Galaxy. It's almost like a Steam platform, really simple, really stripped down.
Man, they really want to be Steam, don't they?
They're on the right path. I would actually prefer to buy stuff from them because Steam seems like it's gotten too bloated. Like it's too.
Yeah. We'll say that about Gabe.
What do you want from me? I'm sorry.
He has a thyroid problem.
Did you hear how big the internet tore his ass? Like,
I saw the Reddit stuff.
Is it gaping?
He did it at AMA or whatever.
Oh, he did. He was just basically like, "So I was on a plane and then I went to the doctor and then I came home." Like, this is all over, like, a day and a half period. And this was ridiculous, so here I am. But as the figurehead of a company, as the CEO, brilliant to do that. Because that was just like, "Hey, you guys immediately got pissed off. Let me tell you where we're at."
He's like always, he's pretty much always been like that. He's really engaged with the people.
And that's
he
how
knows
you do
who
it.
Butters his bread.
Hell yeah, he does.
So, or butters his stromboli. Because you know he's not eating bread. He's got to stuff it with meat and cheese first.
And then cut
it with
one of...
He doesn't get a figure like that eating bread.
And then cut it with one of his many knives. But yeah. No, I'm excited. GOG Galaxy. We bought a lot of... What are you guys going
on? One of
that?
His many knives? I have many knives. I'm not a millionaire. I just have a bunch of knives.
No.
I have a knife right here. It's in my pocket.
Is he a knife guy?
No. No, no, he's a knife guy. He's got a shitload of knives. I will find this for you, okay? No.
Oh, wait, so he's like a knife collector.
He's a knife collector. He's got a shitload of knives.
Okay, I believe you.
Now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense. I didn't know he was a knife guy. I didn't know. I just thought, like, he was, like, you know, he bought, like, a nice Ginsu set. And
Cutco, bro.
Cutco?
Go
Forever
Cutco
Sharp?
Or
like,
go
he has some
home.
Forever Sharps?
I would
Rachel
love,
Ray collection?
I would love to show this to you, but my crappy... Oh, there he goes. So I'm just going to rotate this around for
go
you.
Go ahead. Let me move the iPad.
Okay. View image. So this is his knife collection.
Oh, he has a knife. That has a lot of knives.
He's a knife man.
I bet he has so many fedoras, too, and katanas.
So, yeah.
Why have that many knives?
Why would
because
you not?
Because sometimes one knife isn't enough. And sometimes 40 knives isn't enough.
You need a display case like that for your game cases.
I can
sometimes
build that.
Sometimes 80 knives is
you could just,
enough.
I mean, technically, you could make cases for games you don't even own and just really flesh out that collection.
I could.
Just like
I
games just no really one could. Wants to play, so no one's going to pull them.
Yeah.
To play, like.
Whoa, bro, you got Burger Time?
Do
you
guys, I have Burger Time.
Do you guys hear about the game that our Not has?
No.
I think it's called Kid Samson.
Okay. Kid Chameleon?
No. It's something Samson. Anyway,
Samson Simpson.
Oh no, it's called Little Samson.
Okay. Go
okay.
on.
Okay.
No. So he has it.
Little
yeah,
Brock Samson.
It's called Little Samson. It's for the Nintendo, and he was talking to Eric about how much it could be worth. And Eric was like, he was being really vague about it because Eric knows the cost of his like how much all these retro games cost, mm-hmm. and Arnott has the box and he has the game. Did you find a price for Little Samson?
No, I'm looking at pictures.
Okay, go just
look for pictures of Little Brock Samson.
I just type in Little Samson NES price or NES sale or whatever.
You're really harsh on my buzz right now.
$1,200.
What the fuck?
$1,200 game.
Is that new in box though?
No. That's if you have the box and you have the game.
Why?
Mm-hmm. It's a collectible game. People freaking just want it. I have
you
no
know
idea.
What really pissed me off? I know it's not collectible, but it is. I have Final Fantasy, like the original Final Fantasy.
Okay.
And somebody borrowed it. I don't remember who it was, but it was somebody retarded, and they wrote Ryan on the back of it. This was like in 2000 or 2001. So it wasn't like it was like someone's mom who didn't want their kid to steal my game.
Did they date it?
Huh?
Did they date it? Is that how you know that it's...
Well, no. They just... Yeah, they wrote my name on it. Like, Howard... You when, don't own it.
What
you game know where
this?
You got it from. As an adult, you should know where you got the game from. Final Fantasy, the original one on Nintendo. And they wrote in Sharpie on the back, Ryan.
You could probably buff that out.
You probably, yeah.
Be careful. Don't use alcohol because it actually...
You can use alcohol. Don't use acetone.
No, I used alcohol on mine on a couple of them, and it actually made the gray NES. It made it white. It stripped
solvents,
the color
dude.
Off.
Solvents.
Okay, so
who's the chemical guy?
Good old games.
Anyways, good old games.
Yeah, good old games. They have their client in beta. Go sign up GOG.com.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna do it right now. Since you guys are doing stuff on the internet too.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm not gonna.
I want to talk about these Nintendo theme park rides.
Oh, I can't wait for that to suck.
So Nintendo is teaming up with Universal Studios to put in some, I guess, Nintendo video game themed rides in Universal Studios.
Any mention of what they're putting in there?
No, it says that they have teamed up in the past with Universal Studios Japan. Has teamed up with Capcom for temporary Monster Hunter and Resident Evil attractions.
Ooh.
Is Monster Hunter that big?
I hear about it all the time. I haven't played it myself. Corey says it's. He talks about it all the time.
Yeah. Sorry.
He has a psychology degree.
He's
not all there.
Them young.
He obviously took this degree to figure out what's wrong with me throughout the course of
youngins,
my book learning.
The youngins like it. Or people that are slightly younger than us.
What kind of games? I think we missed it by about three or four years. Why is everybody a collector?
People like to collect. You collect video games.
But they're real. They're tangible.
That is some meta shit right there.
Yeah, exactly.
What if there was a game where you collected games?
Oh, they actually...
But you never played them. You just collected them.
Monster Hunter.
Called Dirk's Life.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Well played.
Called Dirk's Steam Account.
Well played. Yeah, you know what's funny is that I do like playing games. I'd rather just like fix them and like clean them up and just like, you know, once they're done, just like kind of set them there and,
mm-hmm. and just
look at them. Like masturbate.
It's pretty.
Like a collection of knives. He probably doesn't use the knives. He just likes to clean them and look at them.
Those were not kitchen knives or cooking knives, and I don't think that he's going out and hunting anything. Those were skinning.
He's hunting
those
the cheeseburgers.
Those were hunting knives.
Those were skinning knives. He's not going to go out into the woods like Rambo.
How do you know?
He might.
You don't know Gabe.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead. I will.
Good old Gabe.
GOG?
GOG.
Wow. Way to ruin that.
All right, what else is going on in the world?
No, I want to talk about fucking potential rides from Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, that. I forgot about that. All right, so
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart's going to happen.
There's a side-scroller.
There's got to be a Mario Kart.
There's a side-scroller. There's a... What else could they do? What is another... Maybe...
Chester said an opponent ride.
Maybe you could ride a horse like
Link. Maybe there'll be like
Link.
No, yeah, with, no,
terrible
with,
ride that would with, be.
But dude, you're going to shoot arrows.
Yeah.
So they're going to turn into a Renaissance festival with go-karts? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But maybe there would be like a thing where there's like a hallway and you get to ride in a ball, so you pretend you're Samus.
Yeah.
It's like a ball and you're like,
I was thinking maybe like a Metroid themed rail shooter.
So you like go down it and then like maybe, yeah, like a laser gun, like laser tag, and you get to try to shoot targets, mm-hmm. like little brains flying at you and stuff. And you like go down, it looks like you're going to hit the wall. You're like, ah, and it goes, brrr, and it veers to the right really fast.
They'll probably implement some like weird like 3D technology or like
Mario
stuff.
Themed game.
There has to be something Mario. Besides Mario Kart.
Maybe you can like go through a pipe and hit.
Probably be just like a roller coaster
your head
with Mario
on some bricks.
Shit.
There's going to be a slide. That's the pipe.
It's a roller coaster. It's a you're going like 30 slide. Miles an hour. There's bricks coming at you and they smack you in the
Welcome
face.
Welcome to Universal Studios. Hop in the slide.
Hey, here's some mushrooms. Have fun.
They just... All I imagine is giving him mushrooms and just like letting him go on like a cut up newspaper. Just like... Yeah. Just, they're just like...
And then you're just like in a like a small room. It's like 30 minutes of a guy screaming at you.
I saw a cop today actually use some restraint on a crazy guy who was really drugged up, just screaming outside
Where
of Quick
was
Trip.
This?
It was at the Quick Trip right next to my house. Hmm. He was wearing headsets.
The west side, huh?
Yeah, the west side. He just started doing like as he's walking towards the cop, and then he gets next to the cop and he's just like, hey. And the cop's like, why don't you go away, like leave.
Trying to shake his hand.
Yeah, and then he just like, the cop's just like, no, I'm not going to touch you. And he walked inside. And then he kind of walked around a little bit, did his like little shimmy. And then when the cop came out.
Shimmy, huh?
He was doing something. I have no idea what he was doing. But
he had ants in his pants, it sounds like.
Listen, when you're gassing up and a guy like 40 feet away is like, ha! You're like, I need to know what's happening in this man's life.
I need to not get gas here anymore.
Which also reminds me, my PlayStation that I was getting modded is officially broken.
Wow. How did that what?
For good.
How did you make that connection?
Because I was looking at the apartments where Travis lives.
Oh, okay.
Behind the guy. Ah! I'm like, what's going on with my PlayStation 3? You guys don't play PlayStation 3 while screaming like a madman?
Sometimes.
Like a banshee?
Yeah.
Sometimes. You get really mad at Grand Theft Auto 5.
The game can the online loading screens and the way it kicks you out of sessions and forces you to go back into the first player
and playing
like
with
one
random.
Player mode.
I segued too quick.
There's so many
I shot my segue.
Aggravating aspects of the online experience. Right. We can get into that later.
Let's get aggravated in a minute. All right. So anyone else with some Nintendo ideas?
I heard there'd be Raptors.
Anything you think of? So maybe there's gonna be something to make you bigger. It'd probably just be the snacks.
Maybe.
And then later on down the road.
That would be cool as shit if they did like a holographic thing where like you're like in a world and it like shrank
you
the
like
world down.
Eat something and everything around you gets smaller. That'd be neat.
Yeah.
And then there's rabbit.
It's
going to
be cheesy.
Away
let's be
late.
Honest here.
I can't think
it's
of any
be,
other.
It's going to be go-karts, like bumper cars or something. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like a
Rainbow Road.
There will be one of those things that spins around, but it spins around in a small circle.
Strawberries?
Kind of like the strawberries, but it'll be like Princess Peach's twirling tumbler or something.
I think you're going too negative.
And a fucking
man.
Roller coaster.
You're going too negative. These companies have millions of dollars. It's gonna be pretty
Suck
cool.
Suck my dick.
Okay. I mean,
he said it. He said it.
Okay. I mean, we have an accord. I mean, I didn't really trade anything.
I mean, what other big?
I guess I'll
what
get
other
mine
big
in the end.
Nintendo franchises are there? I mean, you got Smash
Zelda.
Brothers.
What can you do for Zelda? Well, we already did Zelda for the.
Like I said,
the
if you, okay, so look at the Smash Brothers games, right? There's a shit ton of characters in those that are Nintendo specific.
There will probably be something Pokemon.
There has to be something Pokemon.
Yeah. maybe you can catch a few. I wouldn't say all of them.
Well, it depends on
well, you
got to
come back multiple times.
That's right.
Yeah, throughout the year. It's like this week we'll be releasing these 10 and you can catch them all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that'd be such a cash grab. They're totally
going
to do that.
Holy shit, that would be.
It's like Amiibos.
Yeah.
Chim Pokemon.
Spookyber!
I love Chim.
What else? Why am I drawing a blank on,
what,
on
we got
Nintendo titles?
Samus.
We're just talking about like the big four.
Star Fox. If they had like a space.
Could do something,
Star
they could do like
Fox
a space.
Thing.
With
okay.
those chairs you sit in, they're like.
That could be cool.
Move around.
Cool, yeah. You mean like what? The Star Wars one?
Yeah.
Star Tours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Dumb.
But
with Star Fox.
Real dumb, though.
But without bad acting.
Star Fox Tours.
Yeah, if they did like a, if they did one of the mobile things like where, you know, they put you the whole audience in like a movable seat and they did like a Star Fox fly through, like where you're going around
Fox.
Yeah. Save me, Fox. Fuck Skippy. Like they all can collectively like push a button to fuck Skippy.
Did you say Skippy?
Is it Skippy?
No, it's Slippy.
Slippy, whatever.
Slippy was the frog.
Actually, I thought of something before you get to yours. Did you see that Goat Simulator is trying to release a zombie mod?
Yeah.
Called Goat Z.
Goat Z.
Goat Z.
Did you see all of the Did you see all of the responses?
Mm-mm.
They're like, the guy that runs their Facebook account is a sociopath.
Nice.
So people are on there and they're just like, every time someone says something, he pretty much tells them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Well, no, because they actually said that, because they bashed on Daisy.
Mm.
Because they're like the first, it was like the first mod or zombie mod to be released, not in beta or whatever. Because DayZ's been in beta for like 4 years. So it was like a direct shot at that community. So that's why they got so much publicity. I saw Ghosty. I was like, oh, you guys. Like,
but that was like a naming contest. Or that it wasn't a naming contest. He was on that Twitter and Facebook. They just went on there and were like, hey, we're thinking about releasing a zombie patch. What should we call it? And some people just started spewing stuff, and it was someone said Goat Z, and they're like, okay.
Dude,
that's all I said was, okay.
That was genius, dude, because they probably saw it. Like, when I saw it, I'm just like, this, I can live with this. Because it's like, it's culturally topical.
Well, it's already taking...
Unlike that man's
like,
butthole.
Goat Simulator is already taking something that needs to die, and they're adding something else that needs to die. You know, they're taking the simulation games... I mean, look at all these fucking stupid trucker simulation and farm simulation, and just like it's overdone.
I am bread.
And it's just so stupid. Yeah, I am bread.
You haven't seen that?
No.
You're just trying.
It's bizarre.
You're a piece of bread trying to get to the toaster. So you flop. You don't want to touch the floor, and you flop along the kitchen. You can like
grab on the things.
And
it's
You like fold over the wall and just like it's try so to get bizarre. Your way up top of the fridge.
So is it almost as dumb as Octopus Dad or whatever?
It's just like that.
Essentially the same concept as Octodad.
Yeah. Like this button moves this top right of the bread. And I don't know. It's just, it's weird.
This is what happened when 4chan gets a hold of like, you know, the world.
They win. But I think they're very tongue in cheek and they're not trying to be serious about it. And
absolutely, that was
people. This genre is overdone. Like the genre they based the game on was overdone, and they're just doing it because like
it's
hey,
the,
what else can
the,
we fuck
the
up?
The programmers at Goat Simulator are like professional trolls.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what it is.
It's Lonely Islands on a boat. Like they're making fun.
The Goat Simulator MMO simulator.
That got us very well.
Because we thought there was an actual multiplayer, but it's an MMO simulator.
You have to be local. Local multiplayer.
There's other goats in the game that talk to you, but they're simulated people. There's not actual people that you're playing with.
So it's just Goat Simulator.
They're professional trolls.
Yeah.
They're good at it.
Yeah.
And they're making money. Like, that's awesome.
I gave
them
$5 or whatever it was.
I bought Goat Simulator. I haven't played it once.
I played it for an hour and I got bored pretty quick.
Yeah. Like ICP.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Juggalos? When did they?
I buy all their albums when they come out. I listen to them for an hour.
Juggle Goats.
And then I throw them away.
Juggle
Goats?
Yes.
So what do you want to talk about? You got a lot
of
here.
Stuff here. So Sega's pulling some of its mobile games out of all of the marketplaces. Amazon, fucking iPhone.
Which ones? I'm going to download them and then sell my phone online.
Thing they don't say.
Wait, like the old school games that they re-released?
Well, here's the thing. That's what it sounds like. All right. So it's pretty much, they don't say, and they say a number of games in our catalog. And they're like, we've went back and we looked at some of our older titles, and we feel like they're not up to the current mobile gaming experience. Pretty much saying, like, these games are old and shitty, and you should have something new and shiny.
No. It's only because you cannot play the old games on a fucking touchscreen.
No, here's the problem, which is what I surmised, they haven't found a way to shove a microtransaction in there. So they're going to take it back and remix them and figure out a way to get 99 cents out of you, and then they'll re-release the game.
We see that you only have one ring with Sonic. Would you like to buy more rings?
Would you like to buy 100 rings? But
that's what's happening.
You can still have these games, which they haven't announced which ones they are, but if you still have them, you can still play them.
Yeah.
You just can't buy them anymore. If you get like a new phone, you can re-download it. Man. But I quote me on this, and we'll look at it in the future. It's a cash grab. They're going to re-release whatever games these are, and there's going to be microtransactions.
I can't disagree with that. Yeah. I mean, that's right. Because like Sega, I don't know how Sega is afloat. Like when we worked
licensing. That's how the only reason they're afloat is licensing Sonic. Whatever
that,
other
they're gonna beat that poor hedgehog into the ground.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Sorry. But
even on the because they own GameWorks, like Sega owns GameWorks, and a lot of the arcade games that you see out in, that aren't the new like you know mobile games brought mm-hmm. to real life. All the actually arcade games are made by Sega. So you've got GameWorks down here that's full of Sega games, but then you've got Dave and Buster's down the road that's crushing their arcade mm-hmm. is full of Sega games. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out their model. Like I just don't get it. Like
yeah.
Something's just not it's not lining up right for me.
Yeah. Well the location of the GameWorks is
well
it's in a really shitty outlet mall.
That mall is like not always in
across the street from Guadalupe.
I work with a guy named Guadalupe.
Yeah?
You can't change about where they put that Indian reservation. Well, I mean, the government can, but I mean, we can't.
I don't know. I never really thought it was that it's shitty just about area, probably because I lived across yeah. the street.
Well, but I used to live over there, too.
I don't know.
It's just, you maybe go to that mall, and it's like, why am I here?
It's probably because I'm a
scumbag. Try working in it. No. Try working no. in there. No. It, and
I'm not going to try that.
Do it. Do it.
Quit
we
your
used to, yeah, I used to live right down
your
the
job.
Road.
Yeah.
Because you used to tell me, like, yeah, we're going to go watch a movie at Arizona Mills. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not going back to that mall.
Never right, going
so
back.
Here's another big announcement.
They've got an aquarium now.
Battlefront will not have classes, and they will not have squads.
And no air battles.
It's a good thing, and it's a bad thing.
No drinking,
no
smoking,
air battles. No,
talking. No,
you can't. The AT-AT is on rails. So it seems like they're releasing all this stuff that everyone's just like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? But
yeah,
if you look at it,
what are you going to do in the game?
If you look at it objectively, I guess it could be a good thing.
There is no such thing as releasing a Star Wars game and accepting and expecting everybody to look at it objectively.
Well,
that doesn't
as soon as you
exist.
Announce a Star Wars game, people have their own preconceived notion. Like, this is what I want. I haven't got it yet. And this is what I expect from whatever's coming out next.
Hence the no objective, because all of that is subjective. Like, this is what I want.
So from a dice game, most people expect squads, like a 5-person squad. That's yeah. just a dice thing. And that's what people expect. And a lot of people are upset they're not doing it, but you can just join up with anybody. If you join up with a higher level character, they can give you some of their higher level weapons. So you don't have to wait to get there to get that weapon.
Now, can you use it, or is it
that,
like Diablo, where it's got a level cap?
Where Matt
just
dumps
in, fucking
yeah.
shit
dumps
on
a
us.
Bunch of like legendary armor that you can't use until you're like level 68 and disappears.
It's
like
this is my fifth playthrough, man. You guys can use this on the fourth one through later.
Right,
Matt out. That's yeah. him jumping in the portal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can use any
teleportation sound.
Bamf. One of the things they said is you can use any weapon. So if someone does drop a higher level weapon, you can use it. It just will probably, I can only assume that it will probably affect your stats. Or it won't be up to its full potential. Like if your attack is only 12 instead of 89 where you would normally get this game, it probably won't hit as hard.
I'll be honest with you, as a diehard. Another allergies? You need a pill?
Go ahead.
At.
On rails.
As a diehard Star Wars fan, and not like, you know, diehard, not where I'm going to sit down and write out like the machete.
I am a diehard and Star Wars fan. I wish they would mash those two up.
A diehard and what?
Star Wars.
Oh, diehard and Star Wars? It's a guy crawling around the vents of a fucking like Star Destroyer?
Yeah.
Come to the party. Have a good time. Meet Darth Vader.
Right? Die Hard Wars.
Okay.
Die Hard Wars.
So, I will not buy this game. Like, I don't buy many new games. I bought Grand Theft Auto V both times when it was new. I got
pre-ordered.
I pre-ordered it.
Mr. I'm never pre-ordering.
I pre-ordered it 30 minutes before it went on sale. I mean, before it was released, and I still got the pre-order bonus, which is awesome.
I thought this was the year we weren't pre-ordering games.
That's what I'm saying.
Instead of hypocrite
over here.
Yeah, right.
Instead of waiting, I don't know. You guys aren't here with me. Well, come here with me. Like, get to my level.
You should have waited the 30 minutes, Dirk.
But I got one.
What happened to your convictions?
I got $1.5 million.
You used to stand for things.
I didn't stand for shit, man. I'm a fucking house of cards. I will fold under the slightest bit of fucking turmoil. All right,
I got free money.
I got
I'm in
nothing. Oh yeah, I was just
which
like,
now I wish I would have done because the only thing I can afford is like a hovel in GTA.
Oh dude, I
just got a glitch like I did.
Yeah, just have a guy just shoot you and not. So anyway, I won't buy Star Wars. I will buy the new Batman that's coming out. It's coming out on the 23rd.
You gonna pre-order?
I'm not gonna pre-order. Just buy
but you
it.
Can play as Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn if you pre-order.
Whoop de doo. Reskin Batgirl.
Reskin.
I bet.
What?
I bet. I bet.
Different animations.
I would reskin Batgirl.
I would de-skin Batgirl.
There you go. Thank you.
So that they're like
I would flay her.
Lick her tender flesh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wear it like a raincoat. A parka.
I'd fuck me. Did you fuck me? Bing. Bing.
I am the knight.
Anyway. No, I just think like this. I think the Star Wars game. I think it's had too much hype from the get go. Battlefield 1 and 2. Somebody commented on this. I never got back to them on our site. They were talking to us about the hype. I can't get behind it. I've been burned too many times. Like nobody. I bought not Pod Racer. It was like a flying game.
Oh God, Pod
for the
Racer.
For the PlayStation 2. Like right after Episode 1 came out, I was like,
was it Rogue Squadron or
no? It was not Rogue Squadron. It was for the PlayStation 2. It was just like it was bad. It was real bad. Like all those dumb ships. I even Knights 2, like which everybody loves.
I love Knights 2. I think I like it better than 1.
I don't. I
well, you know, sometimes you're wrong, man.
I know. Yeah. And sometimes I am. And
it's
and
just
I might
like
be.
Your opinion, man.
It's just like your opinion. But whatever. Assholes. So yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Like are you cuz you tend to be like on new games.
I'm not much of a first person shooter. Fan,
it's a third person. It probably goes back and forth between.
I thought it was the first person.
Either way, I mean, I, it's all you're gonna do is run around and shoot at shit. Like I like GTA because there's so much more to it. There's so much depth, but when you get to like a first person shooter, they're just repetitive to me, which I'm not a fan of, honestly.
But you had some fun with Arma 3, didn't you?
Yeah.
Meh. We got to get you on with Bryce because Bryce, I actually had a really good time. And you don't; it doesn't have to be a first-person shooter. You can bring it back to third person.
Right.
And with the helicopters that we crash, it could be great.
Well, it's not the first person that I have a problem with. It's just the repetitiveness.
Oh well,
but I mean, Arma is very versatile. I'm sure there's some cool shit you can do.
Yeah.
It's not like a COD or Medal of Honor. Or one
no,
of those
it's way more in depth than that.
Do the same fucking thing over and over again.
Well, you know what's funny is if you jump into like that game with Bryce and like you know how we had the helicopters and we couldn't fucking take off and land and shit. If you hop in with Bryce in a helicopter and see what he can do in one of those, you're like, I want to be able to do this. It makes you like want to keep playing it, or even what he can do with like the guns and all that stuff. So, but yeah, that's not Battlefield. So,
we'll see where it goes in the future. All they've been releasing so far is bad news.
Yeah,
it's like nothing. Like, but you can do this. They released that one pretty trailer, and then a bunch of bad news.
Like, Star Wars Battlefield will not include space battles
or anything you want.
Yeah,
you cannot drive an AT-AT.
It will not. It will not include space battles. It will not include parties. It will not include first person.
Do not get to
single player
class.
Games. It will not.
Everyone's
include
equal.
It will not include Star Wars characters. It will not include guns. It will not
well,
include
Disney
characters.
Now. So it's just all like Goofy and Mickey out there with lightsabers.
It's actually Katamari 2 or 3.
Finally,
that's what all it is.
Give
like,
us what we want.
You're just rolling up Star Destroyers and TIE fighters into a giant ball.
I saw this. I was excited by it, even though the movie's not even out yet. But because I haven't seen Ant-Man, but I want to because I like Paul Rudd, and he will be in.
Did you see the trailer for it?
Yeah, I saw the
it's
long one.
Pretty good.
He'll be in Civil War, Captain America: Civil War. Confirmed.
Cool.
Oh, is it going to be the actual
Spider-Man's going to be in it? Ant-Man's going to be in it?
Yeah, that movie's going to make me very uncomfortable. I can't
maybe
wait.
They'll get some more bug-themed superheroes in there.
Nice. Maybe not. That's like the end.
Like the Wasp?
Wait, is it? I thought it was like the beginning of.
Do you know what Civil War is?
Yeah, it's where half
Yellow Jacket.
No,
could
half
be
the
in there,
half or? Of the superheroes side with taking off their mask, and the other side doesn't, and they have this huge.
Right. So Captain America leads a team of of anti-registrators,
yeah.
registrationers, I don't know what to call them, and Iron Man leads the other team.
Anti-vaxxers.
They're pro-registration, and they fight it out, and they end up killing Captain America. So,
aww.
Yeah. And Spider-Man is kind of stuck in the middle. The X-Men remain neutral through the whole thing, because that's what the X-Men do.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a harrowing time, so... It's going to be kind of sad to see Captain America. I really like him as Captain America.
It can't be a single movie.
It's what it looks like. That's a big thing. That's kind of where...
I heard Civil War...
I don't want to ruin it.
Heard Civil War almost went like 2 years in the comics.
It was years and years. But
yeah, they could do a montage.
Everything is better in a montage.
Did you watch the new Avengers yet?
No, I haven't. I'm assuming the Avengers win after they pit each other against each other.
I don't know.
I've been at work. Fucking doing shit.
Hold on, plug your ears. So you know, like at the end,
yes.
where they kind of show some of the new characters mm-hmm. and what was going on there? I think that's kind of how it starts. Because some of those characters are on Captain America's team
right.
in Civil War.
Are you guys talking about right. what's the guy with the
it's like the
stones,
new Avengers.
The purple dude? What's his face?
Vision.
The Vision, yeah.
Vision, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, they're mm-hmm. all part of that in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
No. What's the guy's name? Thanos? Isn't that Thanos?
Thanos
like, in the
is the bad guy.
He's got to be like the next big villain because they teased him and we haven't seen shit.
They've been touting him since fucking Thor, like the first Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's changed his look. So mm-hmm. I don't really care. You guys can tell me. You can spoil every fucking movie like you want for me. I don't really care.
At Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis.
He was married.
He was married in that movie.
Yeah, dude, I heard about that.
Yeah.
What?
I heard that his real name was Fred.
Million Dollar Baby.
She
ends up getting the car loan.
She's a boxer.
She ends up taking out a bank loan and getting a new car.
I heard the Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
Yeah? I heard that, too.
Where is this going?
It's anticlimactic spoilers.
Like every fucking Shyamalan movie since The Sixth Sense.
Did you hear that in The Village?
I liked Devil.
That they live
in a village
just outside.
That girl was blind.
Dude, she was blind.
She was blind.
Joaquin Phoenix?
At the whole time.
Joaquin Phoenix, little retarded.
Yeah, literally.
literally retarded. So, who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm talking to Corey on the episode.
Hey, Corey.
Hi, Corey.
For a guy that just graduated college, he doesn't know how to spell herd, which is hilarious.
What?
Yeah. Okay,
he spells
so
it like animals, like a herd of animals.
Nintendo has announced, there's more Nintendo doing stupid shit, that they think, here, the president said.
What's his name? Iwata.
Satoru Iwata made some lofty promises about the company's plan to make mobile games.
Yeah, I heard about this. It was kind
of... Basically, he said, we are aiming to make this one of the pillars of Nintendo's revenue structure.
Microtransactions for everybody!
Right.
And by mobile games, they mean they're going back to card games.
Doesn't Mario look weird without his trademark red hat? Buy it now for only 99 cents.
Yes.
Right?
Dude, because these big game companies have been losing all this revenue, and they see all this bullshit like Candy Crush or like whatever, King.
It's a bubble. It's a fucking bubble, and it's going to burst. When people fucking wake up and say, hey, I'm spending money on stupid shit.
But you know what? They don't have to wake up because... There's always going to be their dumb kid that they never pay attention to attached to their phone continuing to dump money on these games. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want it to be the video game. I mean, the video game pop of like the of 83. So then like everything, it's like the calling fire. Everything can go away and we can start to get like back to like, you know, basics. It's not going to happen, man. Like,
well, you know, what's weird is I was just over at the Game Informer website and
Game Informer, my digital copy that I bought as a normal copy. Thanks for bringing that up. Now I'm pissed.
Okay. No, one of the, Matt, the bald guy, one of the editors, Matt Hedgelson.
Kind of heavier set dude, yeah.
Anyways, he just quit. He just retired or left the game industry or whatever to go do something else. And one of his reasons for leaving is because we're getting to a point where I don't understand gaming anymore.
No shit. Thank you, Matt. Did you read that in your actual copy that you probably got in the mail?
No, I don't subscribe anymore.
Oh, really?
I don't have time to read it. All these copies you see around my house, I haven't read a single one.
Oh.
That's just where I set my mail.
Well, you know what? I haven't read mine because my wife got it for me for Valentine's Day. It's like
my wife.
You'll be my wife. No, she got it for me for Valentine's Day. I bitched about this before.
Yeah.
She got me Game Informer for Valentine's Day. It's been like a thing that we've done for the past like 3 or 4 years. They were supposed to send me the magazine, and they set it up as a digital thing. So I have an email that says your digital copy is ready.
Pay for the subscription?
Yeah. It's like 20. It's 20 bucks for the year.
Fuck.
Oh, do you not pay?
No, I'm just saying you have to pay them for a digital fucking magazine.
Yeah,
now?
I didn't want the digital magazine. That. I wanted the. I still have to go in there. I don't want to torrent. I want the actual. Torrent I want to hold it.
I'm going to torrent these fucking magazines.
Do it, because I refuse to.
And I'm
going to
print them out on glossy paper and staple them together.
Nice.
And I'm going to wipe my butt with them.
There you go. That's why I'm actually happy with that.
Any glossy toilet paper.
I'm going to spend more on every copy than it would cost to exactly. buy it in the store down at Staples and just so I can wipe my ass with it. And then you can post pictures on Twitter every month. See this? This is your digital copy and it cost me $30.
That's right.
And I'm going to wipe my ass with
and
it.
And you're not getting any of that money. Fuck you.
Well, GameStop. They're owned by GameStop, so they're not hurting.
Right.
So... I'll move on to the next one. Oculus Rift. Did I say that right? Oculus Rift.
It's Oculus. Oculus Rift.
Oculus Lift.
It's the Oculus Rift. Oculus Rift? Sorry.
Go on.
They are planning on sending out their consumer model first quarter of 2016. So, like the Cable Man, be prepared to get it between the hours of January 1st and March 31st.
Q1
is it 31st or 30? How many 30 days past September, April?
It's 31.
May, March, and November.
Yeah,
I don't know.
30 days half September, April, June, and November.
Oh, half September. It's like
half.
Okay, half.
30 days is half of
January,
September.
January, February, 30, March.
30 days, half September.
Half.
Stand forth and unfold thyself.
September.
It's on the third knuckle, so it's got to be. 31 days.
What?
Yeah. January, February, March, April, May. Everyone that comes up on a knuckle has 31 days.
So every other one?
Listen. Look at me. Mother very earnestly made jelly sandwiches under no protest.
What? Who taught you that? There's a V in there and a U.
Is that how you learned to memorize the planets? That's the worst thing I ever heard.
The months? Oh, you were talking about the planets? I'm like, wait, what?
You're like, there's a V in there? Where did that come from?
What is that? September?
No, it's May.
There was a U in there? Is that October?
October.
there's more than 9 months, Dirk.
There yeah. is.
The Lexus December to remember.
And then there's the...
Toyota-thon?
Yeah.
Don't forget Black History Month.
It doesn't bother you that I started out with Mother for January. Is that Manuary? What the hell is this?
Manuary, that's my month.
you totally just pulled a Zoolander. What is this, a school for ants?
Chester, how did you learn how to memorize the planets? Was it that was the worst rhyme I ever heard?
Mother very earnestly made jelly sandwiches under no protest? How is that?
And she should.
Yeah, she should. Make them
because
jelly.
All of the words are like all the, every single word is like two syllables. It's hard to remember.
I just remember them.
What'd you get?
My very eager mother just served us 9 pies.
Well, that's a lot of pies.
That's 9 pies. Lex Luthor stole 9 pies.
That's one pie for each planet.
Oh, 9. There you go. Except for Pluto.
Pluto doesn't get a pie.
8 pies.
Jupiter gets 2 pies.
Well, what about the rings of Saturn?
Jupiter is big. Yeah. He's a big boy.
Yeah. Anyway, Oculus Rift is coming. Do you care? I don't care.
I don't give two flying shits, but...
Well, I was asking earlier if it is... Do you plug it into your computer, or is it a standalone? You have to buy games just for the Oculus?
I think it's a PC thing, and some people have to make games.
Okay, so I can torrent the 3D porn that I'm going to be watching with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
That's really my only
concern.
Can
you stand up and pretend like you're the next one in?
What do you mean, like?
You just stand at the corner, and you're just, you're like the third guy from the back.
No, like, so it's,
I'm gonna get
like
in there.
The Houston 500, and you're like number 473.
No, you just like you can be the cameraman. Like, it's got the 3D angles, and you just stand next to it and be like, yeah, get in there.
You
get just, in there.
You get to be the director. Yeah, let me get real close to those balls.
Yeah, get up in there. Mm-hmm. Butthole and ball shot? Recording magic?
I made a spelling mistake. All right, so speaking of kind of playing off the Oculus Rift, is there's this thing. Have you seen this? It's called The Void.
Go on.
It's in Utah. It's good, only in Utah
good,
right
good
now.
Good segue, by the way.
No, it's no. It is a good segue because what it is, it's a 4D experience.
4D.
So they have a 3D headset, but they have it set up like a laser tag arena. So the headset knows where you are in there. So it just has like a big post. But what you see is like a huge tree or like a sci-fi, like a culto tank, like a big cylinder with like a body mm-hmm. in it or something. And you can walk through the whole fucking thing. They'll give you a game and it could be like, they have different things. They have like sci-fi and like shooters and fantasy stuff. Kind of looks like Dragon
Age. Like adult fantasy stuff?
No, like
that's what I'm talking
about. No, like Gygax fantasy stuff.
Is there like a mannequin that you can rub
probably
up on?
Not in Utah.
Wait, so now is it like 4D? Like the fucking
yes, it's 4D.
There's that you can't.
That's just enough D's.
It denies the laws of physics.
It's one like more D than
what
I'm
do you
used
mean?
To handling.
The laws of physics.
You can't go in. We physically cannot go into the fourth dimension.
Time is
tell
the fourth
me more.
Dimension.
That's what somebody says.
That's what I say.
Okay, there you go.
I'm a doctor.
Have you guys have you seen what it's called, like a Tetrex or whatever?
I'm a doctor.
I have no idea what just happened.
Okay, the Dr. Pepper commercial with Dr. Dre, trust me.
That's it.
I'm a doctor.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. I got millions of dollars.
Okay.
I also make beats.
And I take steroids. Ground.
I'm a doctor farmer.
Alice Cooper is a doctor.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he has an honorary doctorate.
An honorary.
So he's an honorary
Dr.
doctor.
Dr. Cooper. He should make a soda called Dr. Cooper.
Dr. Cooper. I would drink that.
Also, Final Fantasy for the NES goes for $21 on eBay if you want to pick up a new copy.
No, I don't. I want mine.
So four D's is a lot of D's.
Yeah, so they have that. They also have a thing you can like ride it. You know what we were talking about earlier about like the little seat you sit in that moves around?
Still not 4D.
Why? Still... You don't know.
No, it's 3D. We got better than...
See, that's the thing is that the game is in 3D. That and you're touching. That's the 4D. It's not 4D in your retrospective psychoanalytical
so
way.
So it has a text. It has a textile.
That's
function.
What I'm telling you. It's like you walk through these hallways. The hallways are actually there. You see a wall. You reach out. The wall is physically there.
Oh, I misunderstood you.
Yeah. There's a big cylinder in front of you. The cylinder. You can feel it. It's round.
Okay.
And it looks like a big tree.
Okay.
In the game. And you can walk around with a gun and you can like walk up to the hallway. There's actually a wall there. So you can lean against the wall and look around the corner.
So, but if it's in Utah, then you're just walking around with the Book of Mormon.
Pretty much.
It's just like,
no, you're trying to read the word.
This feels just like a door.
All right, they're coming out. I'm going to
knock on
it.
Sounds like a door, too.
Sir!
Here's have these pamphlets.
Do you know about Joseph Smith?
Are you aware of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
I'm aware, but I'm very uninterested.
I'm only used to handling 3Ds, usually.
3Ds?
At a time. That's one more D than I'm
so
used to.
So,
wait about
I
half
would
an
say
hour.
You could probably do 4Ds.
You could probably
one
handle
in each
4Ds.
Hand, one in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And you got one more hole.
Yes, I do. in my heart.
Just, you know, you got bigger problems if that's what you're worried about. You're like, you got two dicks in your hand and one in your mouth. You're like, I'm so lonely. That's the last. If that's where your head is going, then yes, you do have a probably got a hole in your soul too.
Four is the loneliest number that there ever was.
Don't get it in my eye.
Oh, shit.
All right, so it looks cool. They haven't expanded yet. It's only in Utah. For some Utah. Utah.
So
it's not. It's
in
not
Salt
it,
Lake City.
No. It's in a place called Pleasant Grove.
Okay,
it's
nice.
It's like outside of Salt Lake City. So it'd be like Chandler or Mesa, Arizona.
It sounds nice.
It's Phoenix, quotey fingers, but it's not really in. It's not yet in Salt Lake City. So
proper.
It's not in the proper. That's right.
Okay.
On Thump.
So on Thump.
Okay. I won't go there. I said it. And I immediately regret it.
If it was somewhere that I would actually want to go, I might check it out. But I have no desire to ever go to Salt Lake City. So I hope they do well, so they can expand.
See, I want a place called Salt Lake City, where
Salt Lake City.
Yes, where you can go. And maybe it could be like a petting zoo or something.
So they just lure in all these fucking deer.
Just deer there.
Couple cow, maybe a horse or two.
Maybe.
Hey, let's see what nature brings
in. Salt Lake City, man.
But that's where these headsets, these virtual reality headsets, that's where it makes sense. I would go do that. I'm not going to buy one for my fucking house.
No, dude. I think they're cool. I think it's cool. Like, all that's cool. Someone's going to die.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have a heart attack.
Can you
attack.
Imagine that? Well, they had one. It looked like kind of doom. They were going down a hallway, and this humongous fucking monster jumped out of them. And so that's where someone has a heart attack.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna be done.
Because it looks real. Because you try to run, and then you turn around, and you walk in, and let's say there's like a door, and it kind of slides closed quietly behind you, and you try to turn around and go through the door, and you realize it's closed, and you're freaking out, heart attack, dead.
Somebody's gonna drag Grandpa down. I suppose I'll put these on.
Well, you have to sign a release.
Welcome to the future, old man.
Yeah. You probably have to pass a physical.
Oh, come on. Well, they're going to make you do a box lifting test before you go? Yeah. Like, be into this cup, come back in 3 weeks.
That thing where you have to, like,
turn your head and cuff.
Oh, my God, what is that? They have the little Suzanne Summer step stool where you have to, like, step up on it and then step back down.
Dude, if they have the Thigh Master as part of the... That's
part of the physical.
Turning 34 in a month and a half. Thigh Master is real.
Look, I know what you're getting for your birthday.
I've been 34 for months. You. It's not that big of a deal. It's just like
a
being 33.
Master.
It's almost 35.
All right.
It's almost 39.
34,
I'll let you know how it is.
That's
when I get
17
there.
Twice.
You know when life ends?
Think about it, bro.
You know when life ends?
Think about it.
I think about it all the time. I wish I had 2 17s.
Right?
Life ends at 27. That's everything after that is exactly the same. So.
Not really. I'm kind of enjoying being old. Like, just the small, the not really old, but the small. Well, the small things where, like, you look on Facebook, like my dick. Yes, I got you. I got you there.
The small things.
Small things.
Yep.
Now, when you have a friend who's like, I just had the worst day. I was stuck on the side of the road. And it's
are you talking about someone specifically?
I mean, it might be too legit to talk about these people.
So you better quit.
So I better quit. I mean, if there was somebody that, I mean, would hang out with somebody named Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his name.
Oh, was that? Me. I don't think I know Drew.
Drew? It's. I mean, you would have to know.
Oh, no, I know Andrew.
Oh, yes, Andrew. And,
and
yeah,
Drew.
They, I mean, him and Nick are too legit.
I don't know Nick.
Ah.
Nick's
okay.
The one I don't
you
know.
You don't know Nick. But Nick, say he got stranded on the side of the road, and he was like, oh, fucking Friday sucks, or whatever sucks. I got stuck on the side
of
the road.
Fridays are the worst.
Oh, they are
the
worst.
Best. I have to hang out with you guys.
I know. Just terrible.
Just doing what I fucking love doing every week, which is this show.
However, if we keep it on Fridays, we'll avoid this.
What?
Exactly.
Exactly what?
And okay.
So
we got to move on so we can get to Grand
Theft
Auto.
The being an adult part, like, you know, like being old, like where you have somebody bitching who's your same age and they bitch about something about, like, you know, I broke down on the side of the road. I had
to
call
somebody. Everyone we know is like 5 to 10 years younger than us.
Well, still, they should be. They should learn how to be an adult.
They should,
because they go through this whole ordeal. Probably took them like 3 or 4 hours.
In 5 years, they will have reached the point of experience that you are at currently.
No, but then you just
and they'll be adults.
You just let them know, be like, hey, I'm so sorry you went through that. Your insurance probably has roadside assistance. You should check that. And they're like.
Oh, yeah.
Because it does.
Totally,
like,
does.
Just,
being
just
an adult is hard work.
Hashtag adults.
All right. So for those of you that are Charles, the PlayStation Network will be down for actually a prime. It's like right in gaming time. It's going down Monday at like 7 p.m. Pacific.
Until
for hours.
Monday? No, I would say Monday. If they're planning for Monday, nobody cares.
Almost 5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if you want to play online, you can get online.
Charles will be at work during those hours, so he won't miss out.
He just dodged that shit like
Neo.
Till
midnight?
10:30, probably go out for drinks after work. Yeah.
So, those of you that like the PlayStation Network, you can't download games, you can't play online. The whole fucking shit's going to be down. Sorry about it. Sorry.
Sorry about it.
It's actually going down from 7:30
p.m.
Well, it's Greenwich
Pacific
meantime.
Time. PDT.
Oh, until 5 a.m. It's going down all night.
Yeah, it's,
I was looking at the wrong. I was looking at the GMT time.
It's batching.
Yeah, it's going down for going about 10 hours.
All right.
So
they got some stuff they're doing.
If you got something you've been planning on downloading,
putting in work.
Don't wait for the cash to come in. Use your credit card
when
to get
you,
it now.
When do you want it? When do you want them to do it? They're ready.
Pre-order. Well, if there's something being released that night, pre-order it now.
That's not really news because they run a gigantic global network.
It was a public service.
Oh, public service.
Yeah.
How about
I'm
this?
Not mad about it. You got to do maintenance. That's a big one, though.
Don't
that's
copy
huge.
That floppy.
That's right.
PSA. Piracy is wrong, so don't do it. Adulthood.
All right, and then really the last...
Call your roadside assistants to see if they know where you can get
where you can get a speedy tow.
We should do a rap battle.
No, that's terrible. That's a terrible idea.
I rapped. It worked today.
Or the best idea ever.
Anyways, all right, so the last thing before we get started is GTA 5 related, which would be a nice little segue.
We're a long episode today.
Yeah. Earlier this week, it was announced that there would be no mods for GTA 5.
Oh,
and the internet lost its collective shit.
Mm-hmm.
So
the internet shit.
There's been
several thousand bricks.
I'm telling you, I took down the pitchfork. I started sharpening it up. I got the torch. I got the torch out because
I was even upset because I've never played GTA. And like finally I get it. And I bought it on PC specifically. Because I was like, should I get it on PS4 or PC? And you're like, PC will have mods. And I was like, boom. All right. Well, maybe because I'll get this whole full gaming experience and then I'll be able to do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's like no mods. And I was just like,
no, I was in the same. I was the same way, but I kind of slow played it. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to jump the gun. I'm not going to go all balls deep and hating on Rockstar. And I'm glad that it finally came out that
I'll read it verbatim. No one has been banned for using single player modifications, and you should not worry about being banned or being relegated to the cheater pool for using single player PC mods. So what they're saying is there will still be all kinds of single player mods, which is mostly what people do.
Yeah.
What they're targeting is the people that modify the game for online play.
Well, because what I heard,
which is what people fucking hate.
Can you buy actual currency from Rockstar? Like,
GTA bucks?
Yeah, can you actually buy money from them with your current? Okay, so that they're trying to protect that aspect of it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm on board with that. I can get with that.
Because
you
can, like, if you wanted to get an apartment, you could buy money in the game.
Or I could modify my game to get free money.
Exactly.
So they're pretty much just no mods in the online experience is what they're saying.
Which
I'm totally
sense.
Fine with. Every game like ever has been like that.
Every online game should be protected
from
cheaters.
But Rockstar has always been really good about coming through in the big when it comes to like modders and multiplayer games. Because when Max Payne 3 came out, they had all these people that modded their games and they were playing with boosts and stuff. And Rockstar literally just collected all of them as soon as like they found out who they were, and they dumped them all into one server.
Mm-hmm. The cheater server.
The cheater server, which is what they were talking about. They dumped them into the cheater server.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but everybody couldn't die. So they just played like a continuous game of just shooting everybody. Like they just made it, you know, if you guys want to cheat, everybody's cheating in one room.
Okay, cool. Do that.
But they made it so like once you modded and you cheated, you couldn't get back to the other side. So you fucked yourself. Yeah.
So you'd have to like register a new copy.
Which is fine.
Yeah, good. Because
So when everyone when you calm your shit, you can still have your GTA 5 mods.
Yeah. Corey, calm your shit.
Corey, calm your goddamn shit.
Calm your goddamn shit. Go get a job, man. 7:44. It's actually probably
right. It's
halfway
time,
across the country. It's probably like 9:44 over there.
It's time to be an adult, Corey.
It is.
Dirk will give you lessons.
And he'll tell you how to call roadside assistance.
Rule number one, does your insurance have rule side assistance? Does your insurance have pool side assistance?
Yes, my car does pull to the side.
Rule number two, how have we not gotten Corey and Ross to like, you know, go on a camping trip together? That special hookup.
Because Ross is probably the kind of guy that goes skiing.
The casual character matchmaking.
That's right. Dude, we've already proven that we are.
Oh, we did.
Yeah,
quick.
We did.
We got quick laid.
Hopefully it wasn't too quick and then disappeared. Dude, he was like...
Like a fart in the wind.
Yeah, he was just like this genie that showed up and he was there for 3 days, loved us, wouldn't go away. And then
I think it's because we partied.
I got laid.
It's because we partied him too hard.
No, that was Riley.
That was Riley.
That was Riley. Isn't he the one we got laid?
No.
No, we got quick laid.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm mixing the two of them up because
they
were
say
both...
we got him laid. He met the chick at our booth.
We know, dude. We're taking
there,
the credit.
They wouldn't
dude,
have met.
Step up and take the credit for what we can. We don't have any
money.
Well,
they probably would have never if it wasn't. They would have never connected. They're connected over us being absolute idiots.
Yes, and her beating me on Rainbow
maybe,
Road.
Maybe do you think maybe she wore the shirt
while they were doing it
while he banged her?
Yeah,
I'd like to think. I'd like to think
yeah.
that she
I,
did.
Like, yeah.
Hey, Amy. All right. How you doing?
So now that we're through that, let's talk about our GTA experience.
Well, GTA is a good game.
GTA is a great game. The she's online a, experience is a pain in the fucking ass.
She's a fickle mistress.
Do you hear his voice right fickle. There? Do you hear him, what he said, like just, how he said that?
I just turned he the just, fucking bitch switch.
He did. That is exactly how he sounds in every GTA
bitches.
Match.
I can bitch
oh
about
my God,
this.
Like, oh,
this
fucking unbelievable.
Fucking game. And
so aggravating.
And I'm back in the single player game. You're like, Chester, did you just smoke weed? Yes! I am furious.
You guys are like, dude, smoke a bowl and calm down. I'm like, I just did.
I am
this
high.
Is calm.
I this is how aggravating. This like is how aggravating kites. It is.
Well, you know what? It couples one of the things that you're like notorious for being like completely terrible about. You're just like, I have to drive. I have to drive places. I fucking hate driving.
No, I don't have a problem with that. That's part of the game.
No, but I mean, you hate driving in real life.
Oh, in real life,
you road rage.
I do have road rage.
Hard.
Because I'm surrounded by fucking idiots.
That's Chester's.
Everyone else on the road is a fucking moron.
Get off of my road. That's why I'm shooting people. Get the fuck out of the way.
Right?
I've enjoyed, because like, I'm on level 12. I think you're on level 13. And you're like 12, level 21 or 22. 12?
What? 12?
What you just typed in the chat.
Nobody cleans the master's balls. Not even the master. You're a terrible person.
I know.
You're a terrible person. So anyway, we've been...
There's actually a bunch of old E.T. games buried down
in
there.
His balls?
Somewhere, yeah. Somewhere under that dirt.
You want one?
That dirt and grime.
Nope.
They're soggy.
Nope.
So, the online experience is a little frustrating. Once we're in a game together...
It's awesome.
It's fucking a fun as fuck.
The streaming, the Steam streaming... Garbage.
Don't do it.
Absolutely. Dude, it clips. It makes you lag. Yeah. It's terrible. Have you tried to stream anything, like, you know, on our Twitch channel lately?
I have not tried to stream GTA because my computer likes to shut down on me when I have too many things going on.
I can try it over here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a camera, too. I can try it at my house. Because we were kicking
around. I don't
know
why I don't try it over here. I have a good computer.
You've got
and
bomb-ass connection, dude.
I have, like, the best internet in the world.
I do, too, now that I'm hardwired.
Yeah? You getting 60 megs?
I'm
getting 60 meg download on Wi-Fi.
I'm getting... Well, the connection says 80.
Yeah.
Speedtest.net.
Yeah. I haven't even tried my wired connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all on Wi-Fi. That's on my phone in the back room.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've all collectively done one heist, which was fun. Mm-hmm. We tried to do a second heist, but it froze up on us when we got random McGee in there.
Well, yeah, we just sat there listening to music for like 5 minutes. Like,
yeah.
I don't think
nobody's going to join us.
And then there was, we did a lot of random missions. I got really high and drunk in your apartment. And then
I kept smoking Chester's weed and leaving his TV on.
Yeah, dude. Turn off the fucking
TV. Did you turn the TV
on?
Yes, I turned the TV off. And then we go back like a half an hour later. You let the fucking TV on. It's like real life. It's fucking crazy.
That's the next like microtransaction. They're going to charge you an electric bill. You're going to get an electric bill for your shit. Wait for it.
You can't do a heist until you pay your electricity bill.
That is kind of stupid where you're just like, we cannot do a fucking heist. I do not have enough money. Like,
you got to pay the upfront costs, like for gear, and
you got to hire a driver and an IT guy.
I will say that everybody on Grand Theft Auto that I've seen that isn't you guys, they're complete assholes. Like, I want nothing to do with any of these cocksuckers.
I've played missions with randoms, and I played with some people who are good at the game and not bad to work with.
The open world, they're
oh
just...
my God. I have here. Here's a story. So I spawned, like, downtown.
Whoops.
Once. And it was Thunderdome downtown. It was fucking crazy. Like a guy,
Ryan was in the middle of that.
Yeah. There was a guy that drove by
Ryan
in a big old like a big military vehicle with like a 50 caliber machine gun on the roof, And I just spawned and I'm trying to run and get a car, and this dude just like cut me in half with that fucking gun. And then him and his friends just take off. They don't want my money. They don't want. They just wanted to murder me.
They caught me later. That's all they wanted. I came out of a fucking the paint and spray or whatever the customs place, Los Santos Customs. Pulled out my new car. This was right when I was joining a game. Fucking shot me with a rocket launcher. Flipped my car and I was about to die. And it pulled me out to go into the mission. So. I just hate the trolls. Like there's no reason for it.
Chester's car. Can we tell the Chester's car story?
Nope.
No. The Chester's car story was okay.
Oh, that was hilarious. Okay, I laughed.
This is what I wanted to say earlier before we started the episode. I have never had so much fun playing like an online game.
The first day I laughed my ass off. The second day when I rode bitch for an hour, I wasn't too happy.
All right. So from an outsider's perspective. Chester has a car that he is very proud of. He bought the car. He's like, I can't wait to show you guys my car. Let's go down to the garage. We get down there, and it's like this orange and black sports car, which only seats two.
Casual cowards, orange and black.
Yeah.
All of my cars are orange and black.
We get down there, and we're like, hey, nice car, Chester. Where are we all going to sit? And me and Chester just get in and take off. And well, if you and the other guy
behind. That's the problem that I have is that like, you guys don't wait for the full crew.
No, fuck that. It's time to go murder.
Okay.
So... we get in and we drive, and then he starts honking his horn, and he has that fucking...
Go ahead, Chester.
The horn.
Oh, I have to open it.
For the entire internet to hear. He has this horn that he just keeps honking over and over again.
So anyway, So I get left behind.
You didn't get that far left behind because that dude Ryan came in with us.
No, because you guys all took off without me. I was trying to get up to you. So
you gotta tell it from the outsider, because if you say what you did, it's just not as good as what we saw.
Go ahead.
So we're all going in, and the three of us go in to steal the meth.
You're in a cave. You're in a cave by the beach.
And
there was an SUV that I stole.
And Dirk's still in the back, like lagging behind. And I'm thinking he's getting attacked because you can hear shooting back there, and you can hear shit going on. And we come out, and we're like, Dirk, what the fuck were you doing back here? And it's right when you walk out, Chester's car is engulfed in flames, and Dirk's just standing out there like
with his hot pink rocket launcher.
Chester, something happened to your car.
That's right.
The way you said it is so fucking nonchalant.
And I was driving that van, and I was waiting for Dirk to get in, and he goes, hey, something happened to your car. And I was like, motherfucker, I just took off without you and just left you behind.
I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
My face hurt. I was laughing. It was red. I was just... And Chester's like, you really think you're funny? Like Ryan and I
was pretending to be upset.
Breathe.
I didn't care.
I came and I told Nicole, and as soon as I started telling her, I started crying again because it was so fucking funny. Chester... Something happened to your car. Just the way you said it was so nonchalant. Like, I don't, like a little kid that broke the vase. You're like, I don't know. Something happened.
Sorry. I just
see what God did to us, man.
That guy, Ryan, you were riding with, going romping off road. Like, I think we can go this way. And just,
dude, that guy was insane. He's like, let's go. I jumped out. I was like, fuck you. And he was just going over because we had to go from downtown Los Santos up into the desert.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I'm taking this fucking sports car down. Dude, we did like 1080s. I don't know how what he was doing.
Yeah.
We drove through a creek.
Well, the physics in the game are pretty ridiculous.
I don't know. Like, when I got that truck and I tried to drive it in the ocean, just like you guys chasing me, like you're doing like jumping off shit. So that was like, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I found out later Dirk destroyed my car again.
Did you?
And I called my insurance. I was like, don't worry about it. I got insurance. So I called up my insurance and it said, Dirk is fully responsible for the $3,400 for your car.
They took it out of my...
They charged you for it?
Yeah.
They charged him to replace my car. I was like, oh, sweet.
Which, I accept that. I accept that.
I thought it was pretty funny.
So, no, I think we're going to have a lot more fun playing that game. I kind of want to get back on Arma 3, but I'm excited. The year of the PC... I mean, even though Grand Theft Auto V is not like a full-fledged PC game, it's good. So
it's, cool, it's, man. Dude, it's I you like still I have said, a lot I've never played Grand Theft Auto. I've never been into Grand Theft Auto. I never really liked Grand Theft. It always controlled
Saints
wonky,
Row.
But I do love Saints Row, and it controls better. I think that's what I never liked about Saints Row. Is it felt
clunky.
Like everything felt slow, and like it was just chugging along. And now it just feels like a very smooth
That's
experience.
How my ex-girlfriend describes her sex life.
Yeah.
Hi, Maria.
But now it feels nice and it's smooth and everything just kind of melds together. And I like the whole switching between characters, so you don't get stuck on one character and get bored. And you can go do different stuff. Like, you can do stuff as a rich white guy. Now you can do stuff as a black kid. It's just like, it's
have
cool
you gotten to
see
Trevor yet?
I have not gotten to Trevor yet.
Trevor, it takes a while to get Trevor. But once you get to Trevor, it's like,
Trevor's fun.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm ready. I'm ready for some Trevor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready. That reminds me of like one of my uncles or something. He's I'm probably related to Trevor. So, yeah. Grand Theft Auto Online. If you can find some friends and some reliable people to play with, is fucking amazing.
Like you said, we need one more crew member.
We need someone who can play with us consistently
around on PC. Around 7:30 Pacific Standard Time until the daylight saving switches over.
Mountain Arizona time.
Are we back on Mountain?
Are we on Pacific?
We're on
just
Pacific
say Arizona time.
Daylight
we have our
time.
Own time zone in the computer time zone.
It's
thing.
True.
Well, we're on Pacific time right
we're
now.
We're minus seven.
Yeah,
from
we're
on, GMT.
Yeah, we are.
We're
on California time right now.
What are you in Britain?
No, I said we're minus seven from GMT.
Huh?
Britain.
Greenwich Mean Time.
What is Greenwich? Is that in Britain?
That's in Great Britain.
Great Britain. Of course it is.
The best Britain.
Is that where the doctor is?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. The BBC.
All right.
Big black cock.
Yeah. I think it's. I don't know. I think. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna like try to wrap it up.
Oh, final thoughts. Yeah.
Wrap it up.
I think it's they've crafted an amazing online experience.
If it will work.
If it works, I think they got some things to figure out. They need to make it easier to do stuff with your crew, with just your crew. They need to. I don't know. It's sometimes it's fun to have random people in the world, but sometimes you get those assholes in a fucking army truck shooting 50 caliber. That kind of sucks. Mm-hmm.
You can't
go downtown. It's a fucking war zone every time you go down there. But I guess that's just the place where they do it. So if you need to go to Ammo Nation, do it outside of the town somewhere.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
It is the
bitch.
Thunderdome. So
yeah,
I think they created a good experience. I think that's the experience that everyone wanted and everyone deserves.
I'm afraid of the pause menu because after we come off a big mission and I go into the pause menu to deposit everything, I'm like, please don't let some fucking asshole
kill
me.
That's another thing. You're used to the game stopping when you pause?
Nope.
Like, I remember I was driving and I paused and I came out and like, where the fuck am I? Like, I rolled off the road, and I'm, like, in the ditch. Like, how the fuck did I get in here? The game doesn't stop when you're
no,
paused.
It doesn't.
Not for online, no.
So, yeah. Deposit. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Deposit your fucking money, or you will get robbed.
Or Chester
murdered.
Will glitch you and steal $800,000.
Hey, that dude rolled up on me.
He did.
You don't fuck with me.
He did.
That's the lesson.
Don't fuck with Chester.
The Chessie.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't really have any final thoughts about the game. I'm still getting into it. I want to see if they... I'm not too impressed with the first-person mode, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, we'll get back. I'm looking forward to the heists, like, as they progressively get better
it's
and
cool
more...
It's cool because you get to deal with Lester, and he's kind of a weirdo, and he's
Lester's
fun.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, he's cool.
And you can deal with his sister.
Well, just at the end of that first heif? The first heist, when your car gets lifted off by a helicopter with a magnet.
That was fucking awesome.
Epic.
Dude, that was so, like,
and they're
epic.
Only going to go up from there.
It's that just was so Smokey and the Bandit. Hopefully. It was so cool.
Well, just, like, in the actual game, there's a heist where you have to fly a plane into the back of another plane.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so much epic awesomeness in that game. There's so much potential for shenanigans together.
So I hope they keep supporting it and releasing new heists and patches to keep us killing each other for quite a while.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we're fanboys.
Absolutely.
We are fanboys, all right.
Yeah. Except for the online experience. Fuck that.
So for episode 56... Without Charles. My name is Dirk.
I'm angry.
I'm other Charles. I'm white Charles.
White Charles?
Look at me.
You okay? All right. You mean mugging me, Doug?